bit.
Here in Calgary, there's no doubt we sit here and go, well, this is unexpected. We didn't expect the Flames to be here, and the rest of the league can join in that chorus. What about in Vancouver, John? I mean, what was the expectation this year for the Vancouver Canucks?
I don't think it was playoffs. I think everybody looked at it and said, okay, the three California teams will be in. Dallas made huge strides last year, made the playoffs, and Colorado and Minnesota was right there. And I think much like Calgary, people here in Vancouver thought after an 83-point season that just improving a little bit would have been quite good, and getting back that community feel for the team and just playing better as a group for the entire season would have been enough. But once it got to January and the team was playing very well, and they were, especially on the road, they were playing very well, I think the players themselves believed that this was a playoff team. I think Trevor Linden and Jim Benning, after training camp, they thought that the team was a playoff team. And I don't think the fans, I don't think the media did up until the new year when they had played enough games and they had played consistently well that they believed that, okay, we can make the playoffs. And if we do make the playoffs, then who knows what can happen. And you look at the past few years and, okay, it's been Los Angeles, but when they first won the Cup, they were in eighth place. And I think it's one of those things that they really feel that they can do some damage in the playoffs.
You mentioned the kind of the community feel, and there's nothing worse than a guy in another city telling a guy in that city how the fans feel about that team. But what do you observe in terms of the relationship between the fan base and the Canucks? Because it seemed, at least from afar, strained at times over the last couple of years.
It was. There was no town hall meetings, and there was no open practices. And I think when Trevor Linden took over at the end of last season, I think Mike Gillis, towards the end of his reign, if you want to call it that, and I think it's an appropriate title for it, he was a little paranoid about the media and about what people were saying about the organization, and it just wasn't conducive to having that good relationship with your fan base. And when you're winning, okay. The Canucks had won for a number of years, had won back-to-back President's Trophies, went to the Stanley Cup Finals. When you're winning, that's okay. You can be aloof, and the product on the ice will basically sell itself. But when you're in the middle of the pack, or when you're not making the playoffs, it becomes a job again where you have to work at it. And I don't think Mike Gillis and his organization was willing to do that. And once Trevor Linden took over and they brought in Jim Benning, who was a true hockey guy, I think it was interesting when the white spot guy said, who owns the Vancouver Giants, said that Jim Benning had gone to more Giants games in the first month of his tenure as general manager than Mike Gillis did in the 5 years that he was general manager. And I think that is indicative of the way Jim Benning goes about it. He's a scout. He's a hockey guy. He was assistant GM. He worked his way up the ladder, whereas Mike Gillis didn't have that background. And I think Jim appreciates what goes into building a team, and his add-ons, if you want to call them that. Derek Dorsett was very good. Radim Verbata, Ryan Miller, you go up and down the list, and they all worked out and ended up being an 18-point improvement, which I don't think anybody at the start of the year would have predicted that.
With John Garrett from Sportsnet in Vancouver, as we preview the Calgary Flames and the Vancouver Canucks, here in Calgary, we think Bob Hartley deserves to be in the Jack Adams trophy conversation, likely will be. I'm really curious about your thoughts on Willie Desjardins, because it's such a transition from John Tortorella to Willie. What do you think of the job the new coach has done this year?
Oh, I really think he's done a great job. And I think a lot of it has to do with his relationships with the players. He met with all of them, and it became a personal friendship sort of relationship with the players. I think that he brought in his assistant coach from the Texas Stars. Doug Lidster, who was very familiar with the Canucks, having played in Vancouver for a long time, although it was a long time ago. But Doug Lidster has done a great job with the defense. And there was times this year when the Canucks played without three of their top four defensemen, when Kevin Bieksa, Alex Edler, and Chris Tanev were all hurt at the same time. And yet they were still able to patch together wins, and they won three out of five road games on a very tough Eastern trip with those three guys not in the lineup. I think he's done a great job. And Glenn Gullitson, who was in John Tortorella's coaching staff, was almost ignored. And yet John Tortorella didn't know Glenn before they hired him. That was a weird sort of situation. And then they said they wanted somebody from the Western Conference, and Glenn had coached Dallas and knew the Western Conference very well, and yet they never went to him and used his expertise. And Willie let Glenn handle the penalty killing for the Vancouver Canucks this year, and I think it finished second in the league. And it's a tribute to what he has done. And I think that's one of the things that Willie did very well, was he just delegated the workload to his assistants and then concentrated on getting everybody on the same page. And all four lines played more than 10 minutes a game, and everybody got involved. And I think that really helped the team spirit that was definitely lacking last year. Alex Edler is a perfect example of a guy goes from minus 39 to, what was he, plus 12 or 13 this year. And okay, what's the difference? It's the same guy, different coaching, different message, and he gets it, and it was communicated to him. Whereas last year, Torts really had problems with Edler and Alex Burrows and Yannick Hansen and the guys who just had terrible years. And then Henrik and Daniel Sedin, who weren't allowed to play the way they played for 11 years and won the Art Ross trophies, both of them. Why would you change the way they play? And yet Torts tried to do that. So I think Willie realized what he had and worked with it.
John, let me, before we move on to this series directly, one last one about this series. For instance, here in Calgary, we look back at the 8-game losing skid in December and the team's ability to snap that and rise above that. Was there a moment, was there a period of time, a signpost along the way for Vancouver that will define their regular season?
I think one of them would be the 5-game road trip when they went back east and Ryan Miller got hurt. And as I said, the three defensemen were out, and Alex Biega was playing, and Ryan Stanton was playing, and Clendenning was playing, and yet they were able to win in Boston, in New York against the Rangers, and on the island against the Islanders. And I think that that 5-game trip, sure, they lost to Buffalo and they lost to New Jersey, but they could have won in New Jersey, and the Buffalo game was just a throwaway. So I think that was the trip where I think you look at the Calgary Flames, that road trip they had, and they just kept clawing away and winning games, even though they were two goals down and going into the third period. They just kept fighting back, and I think that's one of the things that the Canucks look at the Flames and see almost a reflection of themselves and how the Flames have battled and the Canucks have battled all season long.
With John Garrett from Sportsnet, color analyst on the Canucks broadcast. Let's preview this series, John. First of all, most importantly, how healthy are the Canucks coming into this one?
Zach Cassian is still not around. His back has been a problem the second half of the season, but it looks like Brad Richardson is going to get back in, and that will help because, I mean, you get that playoff experience. And Brad has a Stanley Cup to his credit. He's got 45 playoff games, and I think if Brad logs in, then Lyndon Vay is out, and Brad is better in the faceoff circle and a little grittier, and I think that's something the Canucks can use.
In goal, I know
that Miller,
the big
Ryan Miller, but Eddie Lack has played so well down the stretch that I don't think there's any doubt that people were expecting Eddie Lack to be the guy, and I think Eddie is at the point in his career where he deserves a chance. He's earned a chance by the way he's played in the last 3 months.
Is there a concern, not a concern, but is there an issue here in goal again with the Canucks? I mean, you know, this reminiscent of Corey Schneider, Roberto Luongo, or is this situation different?
No, this situation is different. I don't think Ryan Miller expects to play at all. I think he hasn't played since February. He played one game against the Oilers, and you could tell that his timing was off. I don't think Ryan Miller expects to play. It's nice to have him as an option should Eddie falter, but I was on the TV with Kelly Rudy yesterday, and they asked him, do you think Ryan Miller will see some action in the first round? And he immediately says, oh, yeah, I think both goals will play. If both goalies play, that's not good news for the Canucks, because that means Eddie has fallen by the wayside. And I don't think he will. He's not a kid. He's really, and he's played a lot of pressure games down the stretch. I think that's one of the things that he had a lousy game in Winnipeg. I think it was the fourth last game of the year, and then he bounced back and had a 2-1 shootout win against Los Angeles when Los Angeles still had a chance. And I think that was a game that kind of defined, okay, I can handle the pressure.
Let me ask you a couple questions before I let you go about how this series plays it out. And I'll ask it this way. If Vancouver is going to have success in this series, why? Why will they have success? What will give Vancouver success in this series, do you see?
I think the play of Henrik and Daniel Sedin with Alex Burrows, if they play well and put up some points, I think that's a key for the Canucks. Their power play turned around in the last 6 weeks or so, and a lot of it had to do with the play of Henrik and Daniel Sedin. Their goaltending naturally has to hold up, but I think that's has to be a key, and the depth of the Canucks. When you put Richardson in, the fourth line has a chance to score. Mathias is back. Nick Bonino has played pretty well, and the second line has Radim Verbata, who is a 30-goal scorer. And so I think the Canucks will be able to roll lines and be able to score with all four lines. I know they're concerned about the Flames and the number of points that the defense put up, but in the last few games, Alex Edler had 8 points, and they were starting to get some. Yannick Weber has really helped the power play. He's scoring some goals. So I think the Canucks' blue line is starting to contribute, but I think the Canucks have more depth through their four lines than the Calgary Flames.
And I guess the last one for you, John, where do you come down on experience? Because that is, you can talk about all the intangibles, the analytics, and all of that you want. The one number that really pops is NHL playoff game experience, and that's clearly in favor of the Canucks.
I think it helps in the first three or four games, and by then the series could be over. That's the problem. Is they if you've never experienced playing in the NHL playoffs, it's the same team, it's the same grind night after night. You might get caught up in the, okay, well, we've got tomorrow. Well, you don't have. It's a short series, and you have to grind it out against the same guys night after night. And that's something that in the American League, it's not the same. Memorial Cup experience, okay, but usually the players who are playing in the NHL out of the Memorial Cup are the elite guys anyway, so they get their way in junior. And in the NHL, it is a grind. And you look at the teams who win, they grind it out game after game after game. And I think that's one of the things that until you go through it at least once, it's a foreign kind of experience, and you just have to go through it. And I think, okay, you're excited. You want to get out there, and, oh, yeah, this is what I've been waiting for. And all of a sudden, a week to 10 days later, you're sitting at home and you've lost in the first round.
John, as always, appreciate this, man. This is, I know here in Calgary, it's a big deal. It's great to play your number one rival. It's an all-Canadian matchup. It's going to be a lot of fun. To me, I'm just kind of, let's get and drop the puck here. All the games about who's starting in goal and who's not practicing and stuff like that, let's just drop the puck and go.
And you know what I really like, Rob, is you look at both these teams, and which one of the eight teams or the seven teams who are in the playoffs, which one would the other team want to play? And I think Vancouver would want to play Calgary, and I think Calgary would want to play Vancouver. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Thanks, pal. We'll talk soon.
Okay, thanks, Rob.